Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 3 weeks since my last confession. Just before you started in our congregation, actually. Well, I've not been the same these past 3 weeks. Something has happened in my life that has had quite an impact. God, what am I doing? Okay. I've been having impure thoughts. I've been fantasizing about a man. A man doing things with me, to me. He's not just any man, he's a man of standing. He's unattainable. He and I can never be. Not that he's married, oh, no, nothing like that, God, no, I'd never. I've been having thoughts about you. Oh God, I'm sorry, I don't know what to do. You need to help me. You need to tell me that this is okay. Or absolve me if this is a sin. But how can this be a sin? I've not done anything. Okay, that's not entirely true. I did try to get your attention. I mean, I was in church twice a week, taking you in, trying to get you to see me. I'm sorry. I may have worn clothes that were a little revealing. Skirts like the one I'm wearing now that show way too much leg. Or having the top four buttons of my blouse undone. I think I saw you notice that. My cleavage. You were stuttering a little after you looked my way. Then you never looked at me again, like you were afraid to. So, if I could not get you to notice me, all I could do was fantasize about it. And maybe, well, not maybe. I wanted to feel desirable and sexy, even in church. I wanted to feel hot for you. So I may have... No, I did attend Mass without wearing any panties. I wanted to expose myself a little to you. Having nothing between you and my pussy. And having to leave Mass with a wet spot on my dress was a price I was willing to pay. Like I am now, just recounting everything I've done is, I'm sorry, too exciting. Oh, I'm such a bad girl. Oh, God, please forgive me, but I'm so, so wet from just telling you all this. And there's more. I didn't stop there. I needed to feel you. I knew you'd never touch me. How could you? You're a priest. I wanted to pretend, though. Pretend you were touching me. Pretend you were inside me, somehow. God, I'm so bad. But I needed it. I needed to feel something that I wasn't doing myself. Something that was not my own hands. Something inside me. So, last week, I attended Mass wearing a plug. A butt plug. I looked at you during your sermon, and every time you pointed your finger or waved your hands, I moved a little in my seat. My plug would feel like it was you there, pleasing me, making me feel a certain way. Just like it is now, even though I cannot see you, I'm clenching down on it. It makes me feel closer to you. God, you must think of me as such a Jezebel, doing all those things. And for a man of the cloth, I'm going to hell, aren't I? I mean, today I couldn't even help myself anymore. Today, I needed physical contact. I needed to feel you. Yes, I know. I've seen the look you gave me. It was one of utter shock. But when your hand lingered, when you put the host on my tongue, I couldn't help myself. I wrapped my lips around your finger and let my tongue dart all over it for a second. My moan echoed through the church just before you quickly pulled your hand away. I bowed my head and almost ran back to my pew, bright red, but feeling oh so good. Because now I've tasted you. I've had you inside me. I came here to confess my naughty thoughts and transgressions, but being so close to you is... God, I can't help myself. I can't stop, but I want to be a good girl. Please, Father, please. I need you. I'm sorry, but I can't go on without having felt you. I'm going crazy having all these thoughts about you, these desires. Wouldn't you like to know how it feels, Father? How it would feel to just give in? Just for a moment. Don't you want to, Father? You can take away all the temptation once I have felt your touch, once I've had you close to me. So close. Please. Fuck. I'm sorry, Father. I didn't mean to swear. I'm sorry. But I cannot think of anything else but fucking... Father? What are you doing on this side? I'm sorry, Father. I won't swear again. I promise. But you shouldn't be here. Wait. What are you doing? Oh, God, no. Don't. Not my mouth. I've never... Oh, please don't. Don't do this. know what it was I was thinking, confessing everything to you. I'm sorry. I promise I won't tell anyone what happened, okay? It will be our secret. No! What are you doing? Please, Father, please. I have sinned enough for now. I can't let you do this to me. I didn't mean to tempt you like this. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, God. Oh, God, you're inside me. Inside my pussy. Oh, this is wrong. Oh, this is so wrong. Stop. Stop fucking me. No, I'm not like this. It shouldn't be like this. This is not what I wanted for the first time, damn it. Yes, I fucking want you, but not like this. I'm not here. Oh, God. Oh, but I feel you, Father. Oh, I feel your cock. Oh, you are making me feel your heart cock inside me. Oh, Father. Oh, you are making me feel so fucking good. Oh, how can this be a sin? Why does this feel so good? Why? Oh, it's heavenly. Oh, this is what God made us for. All right, Father. Oh, pretty girls need to be fucked, even by you. It would be a sin not to, right? You need to fill me up, to bless me with your cock. Are you gonna bless me, Father? Yes. Are you going to fill me? Make me take it, Father. I'll take it for you, Father. Oh, yes. I'll take it all for you. Let me clear my sinful thoughts. Satiate my curiosity. Oh, fuck. There's so many infants. I mean, please. Let me be your girl. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Please bless me, Father. Please. Oh, my body needs us. It needs you. Oh, this good girl needs you to fill her up. Oh, fuck me, Father. Fuck me. Use me. Use my body to release. Bless me with your cum. Do it. Forgive my sins. Make me forget my thoughts. Fuck. Fuck you. You came inside me. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, I'm good inside me. Stop, don't stop, please. Father, don't please stop. About this, I promise. I'll accept any penance to make up for this. Oh, God. Yes, yes, I will. Come back next week? Really? No panties at once? Father? Are you sure that is what you want?